97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. Mark Cox is on vacation. Our executive producer, Carl Middleman, is at the helm.
Pew, pew!
Producing this entire program. And I do want to thank Jesse at Razorback Armory for being my co-host for part of this show. And I, you know, we could call this show Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors with Jesse, because we got another Jesse we're going to talk to right now about float trips. And the closest float trip to St. Louis is just a few miles away. We welcome operations manager Jessica Cagle from Brookdale Farms and Twin Rivers Canoe Rental. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How are you, Jess?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How is floating season going so far?
It's great. The weather has been amazing.
It has. And you know what? That brings up a good point. Is the water moving good? Is there plenty of water in the river to, you know, move you down, or are you paddling a lot?
The water is moving a little slow, but I mean, that just makes for a little bit longer of a day and enjoy the sun a little bit longer.
I think the cool thing about it is you're right there in Eureka. So Brookdale Farms is where people will go to start this process. Of course, they can go to brookdalefarmsinc.com to get all the information that we're going to talk about. But you guys offer many water craft. But if somebody wants to bring their own watercraft, because you see Subarus running down the highway with a kayak or whatever, can they bring their own out to your place?
Monday through Friday, we offer transports for other people's vessels,
okay.
But it's $20 per person. And then we need a reservation. We need to know ahead of time.
What I love about it is you don't have to travel 3 hours away, because the first float I went on many years ago, horrible experience. The weather was terrible. It was the 11 point. I don't know if you've ever floated on the 11 point river.
I have not.
It is rough, and the water was really low, and it was so hot, and it was one of these 2 day floats where you had to camp midway through the float, so you had to bring all your gear. And I saw, you know, some flipping over and losing all their gear and their tents and their coolers. It was horrible. But what I love about what you guys are doing is you're really close to St. Louis. You want to go for an afternoon float or an evening, you know, whatever times you do it. It's just convenient, because if you wake up and go, it's going to be too hot today, you don't go. But maybe tomorrow's going to be better, right?
Right, absolutely.
And
we're flexible. If something happens and it's raining, we can always switch to another day. As long as you give us notice, if something happens with emergency or anything.
Plans change. And that's what's wonderful about not having to go 3 or 4 hours away to do this.
Right.
But let's talk about, because the Twin Rivers Canoe Rental has, you know, been going on for a few years now, and year over year, you said last time we chatted that businesses and people are discovering you guys.
Yes, they are. And actually, we have a lot of different things on the farm that we do. We do weddings and events, and we do carriage rides, we do corn maze, sunflower maze, and we have people that come and they're like, I had no idea that you do float trips. So we're like, it's always, you know, always something.
And if you're two people that want to go, one person wants to go, or you got a group of 50 you want to go, you guys can pretty much accommodate that. What's really nice is at brookdalefarmsinc.com, they have the pricing and all that stuff, and the different vehicles or watercraft, I should say. You have rafts that people can rent, or you have canoes.
Yep. We have 6-man rafts, 8-man rafts. We have inner tubes. The inner tubes are really cool. They are closed on the bottom. They have a little backrest, a little cup holder. So that's always my favorite. And then we have a cooler raft that will hold your cooler. And you can just tie that onto your inner tube and just float down the river and enjoy yourself. They'll have a canoe and kayak. The kayaks are single.
I was going to ask, because the float trip that I went on many years ago, we had coolers, as I mentioned. What are some of the rules for people that are going to be floating? No glass, probably, right? What else are the rules?
Absolutely. No glass, no styrofoam. Of course, you want to respect the environment and take your trash with you.
Okay. So, yeah, and you can bring, you know, a meal, have a lunch on a sandbar or something.
Absolutely. We recommend that. You always want to have stuff to drink, water. You want to stay hydrated. People think, oh, we're on the water. No, you need to drink it, too.
Yeah, right. Maybe alternate.
You want to for sure have stuff to eat, especially when it's this hot.
I'm telling you, I think more and more people are learning that that float trips are happening so close to St. Louis. You can sleep in your own bed at night, which is awesome. But you have two different lengths of floats that you do. You do the 9 mile, which that's going to be a long afternoon or whatever.
So the 9 mile is for the canoes and the kayaks. The canoes and the kayaks travel faster than the tubes and the raft. So they go on the 9 mile. It just takes up, like, if you were to get on there and not stop and just go straight through, it'd take about three and a half hours.
Okay.
Of course, you want to stay, you want to stop and you want to hang out on the gravel bars, enjoy lunch, enjoy swimming. You can make a day of it. We just ask you're back by 7 p.m.
Okay.
Then the inner tubes and the raft, same thing. It's a 4 mile, and then it takes about three and a half hours to float through nonstop.
Well, on the website, it's all spelled out for you. They have Monday through Friday. Here's the times that you can go on a float out at Twin Rivers Canoe Area rental at Brookdale Farms. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and noon. What a wonderful way to spend a weekday. Take a sick day or work remotely if you want to from the canoe or raft. That would be a good idea.
For the raft, it's 9, 10, 11, 12, and 1. And then on the canoes and kayaks is 9, 10, 30, and 12.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the cool thing is you can do your online booking right there. And but if you want to call and, you know, maybe you've got special instructions or something like that, you can just call out to Brookdale and they'll accommodate you. You'll either talk to Jess or Danielle or somebody, 636-938-1005. And are you booking up, like, you know, we have 4th of July coming up around the corner. Are things booking up pretty good?
They are. Last weekend was booked solid. And 4th of July weekend is booking up. This weekend's getting pretty full. So we've had people calling about 4th of July also.
That's fantastic. Well, it's so cool because it's so close. And again, you can sleep in your own bed that night after a day in the sun and fun. Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up before we finish the show and finish this call is that I found out through Fire Chief Greg Brown that you are a metal detector person.
Absolutely.
And you found some pretty cool stuff. I bought a metal detector about a year and a half ago. I've used it on my property with no, like, surprise, no discovery of treasure. But then something else happened. You learned about magnet fishing. Now, we have talked about magnet fishing in the recent past on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Magnet fishing is where you take this extremely strong magnet on a rope, and a lot of people go to a bridge, maybe out in a rural county area over a river, and drop that magnet down into the water and see what people have either thrown off over the edge of the bridge, or maybe it fell off or something. That, my friends, is magnet fishing, and they do have kits you can buy on Amazon. I mentioned it once to Greg Brown, and within a couple of days, he had his magnet fishing kit. So you're intrigued, right?
Yeah, Greg introduced me to that. I said, wow, this is cool.
I haven't found
anything cool yet, but what a blast.
You know, before I made this phone call to talk to you, I was thinking, gosh, I wonder if we could do that from a canoe.
I would think you probably could.
That's awesome.
We actually talked about that.
Oh, so. Did you really?
Yes, we did.
You're already on the game. Okay. Well, Jessica Cagle is the operations manager at Brookdale Farms, Twin Rivers Canoe Rental, but it's so much more than that. Kayaks, rafts, tubes, they got you all, and it's so close to St. Louis. So go to BrookdaleFarmsInc.com and get it booked today because they are filling up. Jess, thank you so much for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you.
Good stuff. Always a great time. She's a smart lady. She's put up with me at my Big Dogs Poker Bash every year for several years. And just a great location. If you've never been out to Brookdale Farms, highly suggested, especially during these hot summer days. Well, that's going to wrap it up for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thanks to the Jesse Show. That's what we're going to call it because we had Jesse from Razorback, Jesse from Brookdale. I'm Bo. Mark will be back next week with the show. And for Carl Middleman, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. See you, boys.
Get more. more at 971talk.com.